You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. I'm your host, Mel Slade, and I've got a great program lined up for you today. I got some great gospel music, and I've got a very special guest, Dr. Randy Schultz, the interim dean at Cal State University Bakersfield here in the Antelope Valley. He's going to talk to us about Cal State and how you can get in and get through the educational process.
Another heavy heart and burdens I can't bear. Does anybody care? Seeing more of what I'm missing, less of what I have to share. Miles away from what I need, and yet so close when I'm in prayer. That's when I close my eyes, take some time and realize that He was always there. Is on my mind. Lonely heart, don't desert the one you know will love you best. Open up so He can breathe again and put the storm to rest. That's when I close my eyes, take some time and
C.C. Winans from her latest CD. Well, I've got Dr. Schultz in the studio. Thanks for coming in, Dr. Schultz.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Our brothers and sisters, he's going to help us this morning. He's going to talk to us a little about college.
Time!
The latest music from Joe Pace.
You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slayer.
Well, my brothers and sisters, I told you I had a very special program for you today, and I've got a Dr. Randy Schultz, the interim dean from the Cal State University Bakersfield here in the Antelope Valley. He's in the studio with us this morning to talk to us a little bit about Cal State and how Cal State can help you. I understand you have a college outreach program going on, Dr. Schultz.
Now, we are constantly looking for new students. We have people that go out into the community and outreach both to the high schools and then also to the community colleges.
And the campus actually is located right here in Lancaster, right?
It is. We're on the Antelope Valley College campus. We're just down on the corner of J8 and 30th.
J8 and 30th. So that means anyone here in Lancaster and Antelope Valley, even as far out as Quartz Hills or California City, can still come down this way and go to school.
Absolutely. We have students all the way as far away from as Tehachapi, Ridgecrest, Acton, and then the closer communities of Palmdale, Lancaster as well.
For those that are interested in going to college and don't think they have the funds, do you have some programs for them or anything that can help them get into college or make it through?
We have a very robust financial aid department. It actually operates out of our main campus in Bakersfield, but any student that wants to go to college and doesn't have the funds can get financial aid that will help them either defray the cost or pay for most of the cost. About 60% of our students are on some form of financial aid at Cal State Bakersfield in the Antelope Valley.
So is it really hard to get the aid, or did you just have to apply for it, basically? Or
yeah, basically, every year, parents and students sit down, or if you're already an adult, you sit down, you fill out a FAFSA form. That's F-A-F-S-A. I think .gov is where you find it on the internet, and you fill that out, and it's based on your previous year's income tax return, and that goes, the federal government then determines, you know, what the amount of money that you might be able to afford to, for college, and if you find yourself in that, if you're in that group of people that has a hard time financially, you'll probably qualify for quite a bit of aid, and the university would be happy to put together a financial aid package for you so that you can attend college.
I know sometimes, I guess, it's just maybe fear sometimes, or where people think, well, I'm not going to qualify for this, or, you know, I'm not going to be able to get this. Is that happening a lot with a lot of people? I mean, it seems to me that there's a lot of people going to college that I thought should be me. Yeah. You know, but you know, I didn't think that I would qualify because of the finances.
Well, you never know unless you try, and even if you find that you don't get a lot of financial aid as far as grants or scholarships, you can always take out very low interest loans to pay for your college. So there's always a way to pay for college if you really want to go. We have a lot of students that work full-time, go to college almost full-time, and that's how they pay for college. And so it takes a little bit of sacrifice sometimes, but anybody who really puts their mind to it usually can make it through college.
So you have evening classes and day classes and other ways of obtaining the knowledge?
We do. About a third of our classes are face-to-face. About a third of our classes are online, and about a third of our classes are on what's called ITV, instructional television, where the professor actually will be in Bakersfield teaching the class over in the Antelope Valley.
Oh, so you're at home going to class over the
The online people are, yeah. They can sit in their pajamas and do their classwork whenever they want to, early in the morning, late at night. The ITV classes they have to attend. We have ITV studios over on our campus that connect with the studios over on the Bakersfield campus.
I'm going to ask you one more question, then we're going to get back to the music. When should a student or a parent really start planning for college?
Well, I believe it's never too early to plan for college. Even when your kids are starting kindergarten, you can be thinking about planning for college and putting money away to help defray the cost of college. Especially when students hit junior high, that they need to really kind of focus on their study skills and getting their grades so that they can carry those skills into high school. The better they do in high school, the better the chance of getting into a college of their choice and into a program of their choice. The California State University system will take anybody who has a 2.0 GPA. They can apply if they have all the required courses, their A through G courses, which are specific requirements to get into a California State University. They'll more than likely get into a CSU somewhere. If they want to get into the CSU of their choice, then you know their grade point average will really enter into that decision based on the university's accepting students and into programs.
Can a parent, you know, let's say their child is 10, 11 years old, or, you know, still in elementary school, can a parent come in and talk to a counselor and try to find out what they need to do to make sure their kid is qualified for college?
Oh, absolutely. They can come by. They can talk to us anytime. They're welcome to stop by our offices. Our advisors, we actually have one advisor, and she'd be happy to talk with parents. We also have an outreach coordinator that could give parents the literature that they need to kind of help them prepare their students for college.
My brothers and sisters, I'm talking to Dr. Randy Schultz, the interim dean at the Cal State University Bakersfield here in the Antelope Valley, and he's here to talk to us about college. He's got some more advice and tips for us that will be coming up in just a few more minutes. Let's get back to the music. Here's Half Mile Home on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus.
picture, thinking of me. Love, I don't deserve it. With you, life is worth it. I'm so blessed that you're thinking of me.
The latest from Half Mile Home, here's Isabel Davis. A track that just came up on the charts, the Billboard charts, called The Call.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives and into our hearts. We need you. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out, Almighty God.
Isabel Davis, from her CD entitled The Call, and that's from her project entitled Gospel of the South, here on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus with your brother Mel. Once again, my brothers and sisters, I've got a special guest in the studio, Dr. Randy Schultz, Interim Dean at Cal State University, Bakersfield, Antelope Valley. I want to thank you for coming in, Doctor.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, where is the campus located?
We're right at the corner of J8 and 30th, we're just down the sidewalk from the Antelope Valley College campus. We share the same parking lot, so we're not even next door, we're just down the sidewalk.
J8 and 30th?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so that's right here in town.
It is.
So you also have, like you said, the online classes for those who can't make it down to the campus?
We don't have any completely online programs at the undergraduate level. We have a couple of degrees at the master's level that are completely online. You can get your master's in curriculum and instruction completely online, and you can get a master's in administration completely online. Those programs are available. But many of our degrees have a combination of face-to-face, online, and ITV courses.
What are some of the degrees, or some of the most popular degrees that you offer over there?
Our largest degree is teacher credentialing. We credential a lot of teachers here in the Antelope Valley. Single subject, which is high school, multiple subject, which is elementary school, and then also special ed teachers. And then sociology is another very popular degree that we have. We also have criminal justice. We have a bachelor's of science in business that also leads right into an MBA program. So we have an excellent MBA program in the Valley as well. We have a RN to BSN program. So if you already have your RN and you want to get your bachelor's in nursing, you can do that. And that also is a completely online program. You know, one of those that you can do while in your pajamas. And I know I'm missing something. It's Child and Family Services degree. We have that degree as well.
Oh, so you have many different professions over there, degrees that you can major in.
Oh, yes. Altogether, we have about 15 unique programs, and that's counting the credentialing programs and our master's degrees.
And where can they go to look up that information?
It's very easy. It's just www.csub.edu/AV.
Now, you were telling me that you have some programs for those who are over 60.
We do. Anybody, and this goes for all the CSUs, if you're over 60, basically your tuition is around $7 a semester, maybe per class. I'm not absolutely perfectly, I don't know if I have that down completely right, but it's going to cost you about $7 per class. But you can. We have several students on our campus right now that are taking advantage of that. So greatly reduced cost for college.
$7 per class?
Roughly, yes.
That is amazing. So my brothers and sisters that are my age, who think that you may be a little too old to go to college, and that the money may be too much for you, $7, and you can get some financial aid with that?
No, you're going to have to pay for the $7, and you're also going to have to pay for your books, but still, what a bargain. And when I talk to the people that are there that are taking advantage of this, basically they always say, this is something that I've always wanted to do. A lot of times they'll say, you know, I want to be a good example for my children and for my, you know, my adult children, and they've come back and they're doing the thing, and they're getting their college degree.
You know, people always say, I want to be the right age when I went to college. What is the right age?
I don't think there is a right age to go to college. I mean, a lot of people do, you know, they get out of high school and they go directly into college and they finish college. And that's great because that college degree is with them for the rest of their adult life. But you can go back to college at any time. I got my bachelor's degree right out of high school, but, you know, it wasn't until maybe 10, 15 years later that I got my master's degree, and a few years later after that before I went and got my doctorate degree. So I've been a college student at various stages of my life, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Now, I see that CSU also has some online mentoring and advisors to help students plan for college.
They do. The CSU Mentor website, which is just csumentor.edu, has all types of information to help people plan for college. If you're a high school student, what classes you need to have in order to get into a CSU directly from high school. A lot of people don't realize, you know, you have to have a few years of mathematics, you have to have a foreign language, you have to have 4 years of language arts, things like that. These are requirements to get into the CSU. But don't despair if you haven't done that yet and you're finding yourself at the end of high school. You can always go right into the community college, and all community colleges have programs that are designed to help you get right into a CSU once you finish your 2 years at the community college.
Now, is it necessary to go to the two-year college before you go to CSU?
Well, for our campus in the Antelope Valley, yes, it is. We're a transfer school, and so we take people in their junior and senior year. So you need to come to us with 60 units. You can have an AA degree, or you can just have the right 60 units. Something called the Golden Four, you need to have that, which is there's a math requirement and a critical thinking requirement, a language arts requirement, and I am missing one. I think it was a science requirement, but every community college counselor knows what the Golden Four are, and you can make sure that you got those covered. And then there might be some prerequisites for the degree program that you want to go into, so you want to make sure you have those covered. But like I said, many of our students, I almost want to say 99% of our students come from Antelope Valley College and just make a smooth transition from the Antelope Valley College into our programs here in the Antelope Valley.
Well, Dr. Schultz, is there anything else that you might want to bring up that you think our listeners need to hear about getting into college or making it through college or obtaining finances?
You'll never know unless you ask. And if you go on our website, there's a link for financial aid, and you can contact them. You can fill out your FAFSA, again, FAFSA.gov. You can fill that out. We're here to help you. We want people to come to college. We think it's important for people to go to college, and so we're here to help you through that whole process. I will say this. We're very proud at CSUB of the accomplishments that we've gotten and the accolades that we've gotten over the years. There was just a report out by Stanford University, and it looked at all the universities in the United States to see which ones were the best value and had the best chances for their graduates to have upward mobility, to, in other words, go from the lower end of the economic spectrum and to move up into the upper middle class and upper middle class. And CSUB, California State University Bakersfield, came in number one in the state of California and number three in the entire United States. And that's not something that we were even trying to win. We just do a good job of educating our students and preparing them for the real world and to go out and have their careers. And so we're very proud of that somebody noticed that we're working so hard.
So you can get a quality and very well-respected education at Cal State University Bakersfield, Antelope Valley, and go out and face the world.
Absolutely.
Dr. Schultz, I met you actually at the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship. Are you open to go to other churches here in the Antelope Valley to talk about college?
I will go anywhere anybody asks me to go, as long as it's safe. No, I'm kidding. I will go anywhere anybody asks me to go to talk about and answer questions about going to college and specifically going to CSU Bakersfield here in the Antelope Valley.
So, pastors and ministers, if you would like for Dr. Schultz to come out to your church, give him a call. How can they get in touch with you, Dr. Schultz?
The easiest way is by phone, 661-952-5000. That's our main campus number, and they will connect you to me. You can also email me at rschultz@csub.edu.
I'll be back with Dr. Randy Schultz in just a few minutes, my brothers and sisters. He's from Cal State University, Bakersfield, Antelope Valley. And he's here to inspire us to get up off of our behinds and go to college. Get some education where you can make how much more money can you make just with a college degree, doctor?
Well, so an average person with a college degree will make about $1 million more than someone that does not have a college degree in the course of their lifetime. So I basically say get a college degree, become a millionaire.
You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
Let your glory fill this house, Lord. Let your glory fill this house as we lift up our hands in praise. In praise, Lord, let your presence fill. the house. Lord, let your glory fill the house. Lord, let your glory fill the house. As we lift up our hands in praise, Lord, let your glory fill the house. Lord, you can let your glory can if you will.
Lord,
let it fill the house. We're waiting on you, Lord.
We're waiting on you.
We're waiting on you.
Waiting on you.
Yes, we are.
As your glory refills,
let your glory fill the house.
We're waiting on you.
We're waiting, Lord.
Waiting,
waiting,
on you.
Waiting, waiting, waiting.
Lord, let your glory
let it fill the house.
House.
I feel so empty without you, Lord. Let it fill.
Lord,
yes.
Lord, fill
let it fill the house.
The inner man, the me, that's in me.
Pastor Shirley Caesar.
Hallelujah.
From her CD entitled Feel the House.
Pure Hearts R Us is a housing agency offering home ownership and credit counseling. From pre-purchase education to post-purchase financial planning, Pure Hearts R Us brings a unique, holistic approach to sustainable, stress-free home ownership and financial wellness for life. Our new WOW I'm Home Initiative's mission is to create 1 million new homeowners, and it's endorsed by the Honorable Diane E. Watson, U.S. Congresswoman. We offer many programs with up to 100% financing and closing cost assistance. Bankruptcy, foreclosure, or low credit scores, we can fully prepare you for home buying and stress-free home ownership. Please register for our free workshop at www.pureheartsrus.org or call 855-